You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran joins us from John Moore Associates, the president of John Moore Associates. JohnMoore.com is the website. And Brian, you know, actually, looking back at last week, really enjoyed the full hour. If the listener missed it, they need to go back and see what we had to say about entrepreneurs, small business owners, and things to consider when it comes to their own retirement. But it was a great conversation.
Yeah, and I would remind folks who maybe didn't catch that, when we talk about small business owners and entrepreneurs, that could include those of you who have little side hustle jobs. Maybe you're driving for Uber on the weekends or things like that could also qualify you for some of those retirement plans. So definitely something to listen to.
Yeah, go check that out, abqconnect.online. And of course, on the johnmoore.com website, look under insights for, you can do a search for really any of the topics that we've covered over the time we've been doing our Friday financial updates. Brian, here we are post a lot of things and heading towards Thanksgiving and Christmas, the holidays, the new year. You know, generosity is a topic that often comes up in our conversations, and there's some things really to consider before we get to the end of the year.
Yeah, and we try to do our year-end planning now, Steve. Actually, we spent time this week doing some year-end and number crunching for many of the families we serve, because what tends to happen, as you know, this time of year is the weeks fly by, and next thing you know, it's Christmas, and some of these charitable giving concepts or other year-end financial planning concepts require a little time. Maybe there's some deadlines we need to be aware of. But in regards to charitable giving, our topic of today, most charitable giving, if you want the tax benefits, needs to be done by December 31st. So it's a good time to start thinking about where you want to give, how much you want to give, and then part of our benefit as financial planners is the best way to give.
Yeah, and a couple things. First, since it's front of mind for me, because at KLYT, we're in the midst of the Christmas Critter campaign with GFA World, where we're encouraging listeners to consider not only a gift for someone in need in Africa or Asia, you know, maybe livestock that would help them create an income, or a sewing machine or other ways to help create an income for a family that is having difficulty. But other things like building a church or providing clean water for a family or a community. So many great things to do. And each of those gifts are delivered by an indigenous missionary, which this year is another focus, supporting those missionaries on a monthly schedule. Because, I mean, they are there throughout the year serving in those communities, delivering the gifts that you're sending through the Christmas Critter campaign, but more importantly, sharing the love of Christ and nurturing those throughout the year with the love of Christ. So you'll find the details about that at klyt.fm. But, Brian, that's just one thing to consider. And the other thing to consider is, you know, what is the why? And we've talked about it before, but why? Why should I consider a generous gift, you know, at any, you know, any time, or especially at the end of the year?
Yeah. And as believers, our why is that we want to be, we want to reflect the spirit of the generous God who created us, right? And we want to acknowledge the blessings he shared with us by sharing with others. You know, we don't want to lead with the tax benefit. And actually, surveys have shown most people don't give for tax reasons. They give for reasons of the heart, right? That they want to be supportive of their community, to help their neighbor. But that being said, I think as wise stewards, we also want to take into account, you know, what rules are available and what rules apply to our giving. And that's where we get into this sort of year-end tax planning. Hopefully you're being wise and intentional with your giving all year, but sometimes we see a bit of a rush here to make any special gifts by December 31st.
Yeah. And actually, you know, aside from GFA World and Christmas Critter campaign, if, you know, if I mentioned that to someone and they're like, well, maybe, and maybe didn't seem that interested, I will tell you that there is a list of organizations on the KLYT website at klyt.fm. Just click on organizations and you'll see many there. Brian, anything come to mind when it's like, you know, I actually, what a great idea for end of year giving that maybe a little outside of the box. Anything come to mind?
Yeah, the first thing that we find some people still don't understand, it applies to those folks who are over age 70 and a half. So for those folks kind of more retirement age, 70 and a half and older, if you have a retirement account, one of the ways you can give is to actually donate directly from your IRA and give that money to a qualified charity. And in doing so, you don't have to report that IRA withdrawal as income. So Steve, if you or I have a retirement account and we tap into it and we use it for retirement funds, we have to report that as income if it comes from an IRA. But if you do this, what's called a qualified charitable distribution, where you take money directly from your IRA, give it to a charity, it does not count as income. And to give an example, just this week, I was doing some planning for a client family. And what I found is that because they were on certain income thresholds, if they gave their required distribution, in this case, it was $12,000 that the government says they have to take from their IRA this year. If they gave all that to charity, which fits well with their values, they would receive about $3,500 in tax benefit between state and federal tax, which is great. But also, it would put them below certain thresholds regarding their Medicare premiums. So because they're over 65, they're paying for Medicare each month out of their Social Security check. And it would save them another $3,000. So a $12,000 gift would immediately save them over $6,500 of out-of-pocket costs for taxes and Medicare premiums. So some of these gift strategies have multiple layers of benefits. So not only are they fulfilling their giving goals and reflecting their values with their gift, but they're getting a nice boost with these different rules that the IRS allows around charitable giving. But those gifts have to be done by December 31st to benefit you this year. So that qualified charitable distribution from an IRA is one really powerful strategy.
Well, of course, then I would encourage those who have an advisor, whether, you know, financial advisor, tax advisor, to reach out to them at this time of year and help, you know, walk through some of those areas of giving that, you know, they just may not be aware of. That's a great thought for those over the age. Is it 70 and over or is it over 70?
70 and a half. So you have to be past age 70 and a half. I don't know why they put those half ages in there in the tax code, but they're there. And folks over age 73 have to take from their IRA. So this is a strategy that not only can be attractive, but it can be really beneficial, because if I have to take money from my IRA and I don't need that money for my own lifestyle, I don't want to pay the tax on it, you know, giving it to charity is a great way to give. And for most of the clients we serve who are in that age group, that is the best tax benefit they'll find for their giving. But that's a good example of something you don't want to wait till after Christmas to take care of that, because you have to submit for that gift with whoever's managing your IRA, the investment firm. So you want to get those forms submitted here probably end of November, early December, to make sure those gifts are completed by year end.
Yeah, and forgive me for chuckling. I went right back to either when I was a kid or my kids were young. How old are you?
Yeah.
Five and a half.
Exactly. Yeah, it comes back in your retirement years, because, you know, those ages matter. So that's one of many gift strategies. And we actually have a blog post we just put out recently on our website, johnmoore.com. If you go to the insights page, there's a blog post titled "Time to Be Intentional with Year-End Planning." And it addresses a few different giving strategies, as well as savings considerations and just general tax planning, things you might consider as we get to the end of the year.
Yeah, go and find that at johnmoore.com now. And then, Brian, I know you're always thinking ahead, stuff that maybe it won't be found there now, at least new content on a topic. What are you working on when it comes to the insights tab that we can look forward to in the coming weeks?
Yeah. There's always stuff in the works. We've got a great team that's collaborating to make this content. But we always have our weekly updates where we talk about the investment markets and planning topics. Those are YouTube videos that we post on our website. And you can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube. And then we have a post we're working on right now that's about how to view money as a believer, you know, trying to avoid the prosperity gospel, but still understand that God wants us to be wise stewards and that growing wealth can be a positive thing.
All right. And again, johnmoore.com. If you have any questions about what we talked about, look at that insights tab for multiple topics that may be of interest to you, including year-end giving. And Brian, we look forward every Friday to getting some great insight. No pun, a little bit intended. But johnmoore.com again. And Brian, look forward again to next week catching up and getting our Friday financial update. Have a great weekend and look forward to talking again.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.